Rolling into the final hour of the Scraby Chronicles pregame show, otherwise known as Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan, of course, Tony Gwynn Jr. with the Padres, as they are returning home from Chicago. Beat the Cubs this afternoon 3-0 at Wrigley Field, behind a dominant performance by Dylan Cease, returning to Chicago, where he starred on the other side of town, the south side.
But it's not good enough, so.
All right, don't interrupt me. I'm giving a recap of the game right now. Cease started in Chicago on the south side with the White Sox. Today he started on the north side with one hit ball over seven innings. It was plenty good enough to win today and improve the Padres' record to 20-20. What is not good enough in my estimation is the overall record of 20-20, considering everything that the Padres have done great so far through 40 games this season. Jerks and Profar, incredible. Jake Cronenworth has returned to form and then some. Robert Suarez has answered all questions. The team is hit with runners in scoring position and with runners on base. They have the best OPS in baseball. Cease was a great acquisition. It's looking like Arise is a great acquisition as well. Jackson Merrill's had a very solid rookie debut. All of those things are positive. Yet, 20-20 is not going to ultimately get the Padres where they need to go. They have to start doing better at home. To that end, they return home to start a six-game homestand with the Dodgers on Friday. And we remind you that we will be giving away tickets to Dodger Padres this weekend on the show tomorrow.
Correct.
So if you're tuned in here today and you're like, oh, good, when are you giving the tickets away today? We're not. We're giving them away tomorrow on the program. I want to remind you that you can get tickets, limited tickets, for all three Dodger games at Padres.com/tickets. Trying to keep them out of the hands of Dodgers fans. Good luck doing that.
It worked a little bit last year.
It worked in the playoffs for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
Playoffs, you could find very little blue. Not last year, but you know, two years ago.
They didn't make
you could find very little blue in the crowd. But regular season games, normally a lot of blue. Dodgers make their first of two appearances in San Diego this weekend. Padres lead the season series 3-2. Can they finally win a season series against a Dodger team that has won 13 regular season series in a row?
Is this it against them?
No. Okay. First of two appearances by the Dodgers in San Diego. The Padres will also go to L.A. once later on
this
season.
Why am I confused? Because they play the Giants only one more time this year, I believe.
No, one more time at home. One more time away.
Gotcha.
Same with the Dodgers. After this, there will be one more time at home, one more time away.
Thanks for breaking that down.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We took a bunch of phone calls early in the program. Most people seem to somewhat agree with my notion that 20-20 is not going to get it done. A little pep talk was needed, and your friendly host was happy to give one. Trying to light a little fire under the boys is all, Scraby. Scraby has not understood what I'm after today.
No,
he continues to try and remind me that I am said endlessly that it's early in the season. It's too early to care. It's never too early to care. I mean, it's early for the Rockies, too, but their season's pretty much over. It's early for the White Sox, but their season's pretty much over. The Padres have established a nice 500 season so far. They're going to have to establish a little bit more than that.
I got a lot more on this in the Scraby Show starting
forward
at 6, but I think this team is light years ahead of where we felt what we felt about this team last year at this point in time.
Yeah, their record's not light years
ahead. It's not, but it feels better.
It does. For all of those reasons I just pointed out.
Yeah.
All those good things that have happened. I thought the best call we had today was the one that said, you know what, this is fine, but Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr. have to start going big dog. Those guys are doing fine right now, but as I said, they're not paid to do fine.
No, they're paid to superstar.
Yeah, they're paid to superstar. Not quite seeing that yet from those two guys.
See,
Bogarts, I'm not even going to ask for it anymore because I'm just hoping he'll just get back to semi-normal.
He just had a seven-game hitting streak, so maybe kind of sort of he's going to get stuff together. Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe kind of sort of.
Maybe kind of sort of he's going to get... He has to, though, because they rely on him far too much for him not to get better this year. Manny Machado, I guess I was going to say he has been hitting better in the last seven games. He's hitting .241. Nine RBIs, though, which is pretty good in a home run, but... He's doing a little bit better. I think he's more injured than we think he is.
I don't know about that.
I'm not saying that he's playing when he shouldn't be playing. I'm just saying that elbow thing, we did not expect him back for like the first month of the season, and he started the year with the team on the team.
Manny Machado did have a key RBI single today with two outs to drive in the first run of the game. Fernando and Jake had two out RBI hits to drive in the second and third runs of the game. Arraez had two hits, scored twice. Cease took care of the rest today in Chicago. Suarez finished for his 12th save. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, game two. Boston's jumped out 1-0 at Florida. Charlie Coyle, if you had him in your
fantasy
hockey lineup tonight, Charlie Coyle has struck for the Bruins, who already lead the series 1-0. NBA, they still are not yet underway in New York, where it is past 8 o'clock.
What are they waiting for?
And the Knicks and Pacers have yet to tip things off in Game 2 of that series. Reggie Miller is calling the game for TNT tonight, along with Kevin Harlan. You know what that means, don't you? Reggie Miller returning to Madison Square Garden, where he was one of the great villains of all time.
I don't remember. I was a little too young
for
that.
The Pacers.
I do remember that they hated him, and he hated everybody, it seemed like. But
he gave the crowd the choke sign once.
Oh, it's all hitting me now. Yes,
many
I know
other
this, yes.
Many other Reggie instances, but of course, all is forgotten, and much love for Reggie Miller in New York right now. All right, they'll get that game underway shortly. Everything else is pretty much in the bank. A lot of day baseball today. Dodgers won. They will bring a 7-game win streak in here to San Diego on Friday night. Oh, does that sound nice? Not that, the 7-game win streak.
Yeah.
Like us to have one of those scripts.
Yes, please. I will give you this.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What do you want that for? Because you seem to be just fine with what they're doing now. I'm going to start throwing it back at you.
I'm not fine with what they're doing now, but
you're
I'm going to be happy with the 2020 record.
You're so happy with things right now, and you're upset with that I'm not happy with things right now at 20-20. So I'm going to assume that you are happy with 20-20. And it seems like I've won another argument.
No, I'm not happy with 20-20, but I'm not going to spend 3 hours on a radio show.
You're only going to
complain about it.
But starting at 6 o'clock, you're going to spend at least an hour on it.
I am not going to go that direction. I was actually going to go in a completely different direction, and now you have me rethinking my entire hour, Chris.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial-free Padres Roundtable. It features Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, myself and Tony. It's all presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza for takeout or delivery. Go to roundtablepizza.com. That's Roundtable, the last honest pizza.
I got to ask them next time why their pizza's honest.
You should come for the Roundtable. Just, you know, to be here.
Okay.
So you can enjoy that they bring us each week.
I'm back on the SD fat loss thing for a little bit until my birthday at least, so I
good
can't.
For you.
Yeah.
The round table feast, it's so funny. We all sit out there and do the round table, and they put the feast just out of our reach.
It is. It's right
there.
It's
just sitting right there
like you
in
can
our
see
view.
Everything.
Yeah. Our mouths are watering as
we do the
round
table. And then
they
have like a set box on the real stage.
An
it's
empty
like a fake,
set box.
Yeah, fake box.
Yes. All right, give me the number one sports story of the day in the Big Five, because you said it had to do with my guy, Snoop Dogg, and I want to hear it.
Yes. All right. Let's see. We're getting started with pizza talk again on the chat. We can't do it right now, guys. We can't
we're gonna
do it
go
right
to
now.
Go pizza talk.
I didn't realize I started such a controversy. All right. The number one topic is this. Snoop Dogg is getting into the bowl sponsorship game, and the Arizona Bowl will officially be known as Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. As the presenting sponsor, it marks the first time an NCAA-sanctioned bowl game will be presented by an alcohol product.
It'll also be the first time that a NCAA bowl game will be presented by an alcoholic.
No, I don't think he's an alcoholic.
Snoop?
Oh, he's a weedaholic. I don't know that he's an alcoholic.
Fair enough.
But so I guess I'll just go first. What do you think of Gin and Juice being a sponsor? I would like for one day a company or an organization to kind of be like, you know what? We're a college athletics program. We don't need the Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice bowl money. I get that's where we're going, but if you're going to, I just don't think that this is a good sponsor. And I know I'm coming off as lame, but I think it's a college athletics thing. Why are you accepting money for alcohol?
Yeah, I don't think you're lame this time.
Really? Wow.
This time. You know what? Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg's one of my all-time favorites. Cracks me up. I get a kick out of Snoop Dogg. I really do. But I don't know that we need to be jumping into the proverbial hay with Snoop Dogg and the Gin and Juice product that he represents. Representing a bowl game. I think it's a bad look. I think it's a bad mix. But then again, the Arizona Bowl
is already
doesn't seem to care. The Arizona Bowl is a flat-out joke of a game.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
It's a Mountain West Bowl.
And the Aztecs have said many times they want no part of going to that bowl.
Yes, and they...
And I stand behind J.D. Wicker on that wholeheartedly. Let some other team go to the Arizona Bowl and play in basically what is trying to be showcased as just a fraternity fest of football.
I think there needs... I think that's an okay...
It might be okay for 17-year-olds out there, but you know what? Most of us have grown up a little beyond that.
Well, you also have to be 21 to drink, so...
Well, I just think the... Honestly, I would like to see the NCAA have a little control over this and say, you know, we don't really want to be associated with this. However, the NCAA can't do that because they're associated, I'm sure, with, some beer products, right? Promoting their big events.
Yeah, I guess there's
Budweiser,
there's Tostitos and Budweiser. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I kind of got to just sit by and let this happen, but I'm agreeing with you, Scrape. I don't think it's a great look.
I'll get over it in a couple days.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I won't get over this, he says.
I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, is Snoop Dogg going to go out there and, you know, take a couple shots of whiskey before the game on the field?
So. I don't think so. Well, it's gin and juice, so there's no whiskey.
Well, you know what I mean. Well, whatever gin and juice is, I don't even know what that is. Well, I know what those two items are. Is gin and juice
put together?
Okay. Well, he's going to shoot that then.
I don't think people shoot gin. Trust me, I was a drinker, Chris.
Yeah.
And I only shot gin when I had to.
I just don't know that it's the best look. And I'm going to just applaud the Aztecs for staying out of this thing. And okay. They better not go back on their word either and accept a bid to this thing ever.
That would put
them
in a predicament.
JD.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they're ever going to get an invite either because Dave Portnoy has gone in on JD publicly before, calling him a weasel and like all these other things. So
a weasel?
I don't know if weasel's
the
word.
Why was he a weasel? Because he wouldn't play in your stupid bowl game?
That's the problem because, yes. I don't want to get it all into it because I know.
Weasel.
Yeah. Can we take out the word weasel?
It just means that J.D. Wicker and San Diego State have some scruples at least. Thank you for having them. I'm good with that.
All right.
When we come back, Scraby has angered half of society with a tweet he sent out earlier today. He doesn't want to talk about it, but it's my show, and we're going to talk about it when we come back after traffic on Gwynn and Chris. All right, NBA, game two of the Knicks-Pacers series at long last is underway at Madison Square Garden. Have you ever been inside?
I have not. No, I have not.
How about
I've
this?
Walked outside.
How about this? I've never been in there either.
That's
you would think in my lengthy life, right?
In your 150 years, yes.
It was there when they built it, but I've never been inside.
Well, we got to make that happen next time you're in New York.
Would you please? Knicks lead the Pacers in the early going there. 18-13, Jalen Brunson so far, 2 points. As he's easing his way into this one. OG Anunoby has 10 already for the Knicks. Knicks are attempting to go up 2-0 in that series. Other NBA news, a story broken on this very show by Matt Scraby. He was the first with this information that Nikola Jokic won the MVP. The league was very nice to alert you before they alerted anybody else.
I will have to defer to our guy Brandon on the chat.
Oh, you're giving that to Brandon? He had it before you?
Dylan Cease trade was found out on the chat. There was another thing, big Padres news, that was found out on the chat. And now Nikola Jokic on the chat.
Nikola Jokic wins the MVP award for the third time in the last 4 years. I wanted to go over something real quick on the Padres. ESPN, at the beginning of the season, said the Padres would be mediocre this year. And the question is posed in this latest article, with a preseason expectation of mediocrity, what have the Padres done so far?
This is just fitting your narrative.
I didn't make this up.
So wait, you've been crushing these ESPN writers all year, and now you're agreeing with them.
I'm not agreeing with them. I'm just giving you the information. You can do with it what you wish. ESPN expected for the Padres, mediocrity. So far, mediocrity. I don't know that you can argue with that. 20-20 is the very definition of that. Says the article, the Padres are back in star-collecting mode with the Luis Arraez acquisition from the Marlins. San Diego indeed needed a leadoff upgrade, though that was the kind of luxury upgrade, as the Padres' offense has actually been one of baseball's best. And that's with Xander Bogaerts starting slow. Let me read that again. That's with Xander Bogaerts starting slow. I think that's a better description. But the Padres are still clinging to the middle because of their thin pitching staff, especially the bullpen beyond closer Robert Suarez. I'm just saying. And you're right, it does seem to fit my earlier
really well
statement that yes. 20-20 is just what it says it is. Mediocrity.
But it's also 40 games into the season.
I'm looking for better.
It's also 40 games into the season.
That's true.
Yeah. They just came off beating a first place team, so. Or maybe not first place, but a good
team.
Yeah,
the day you actually say something correct,
a good team.
We're going to
a winning team. An above 500 team. Just took a series on the road.
They did.
Are we going to talk pizza now?
Yeah. What was your problem today? You've got half of America upset with you. it had to do with Chicago, and it had to do with the pizza in Chicago.
Okay. Here's where it came from. I cannot stop getting text messages. I can't stop getting DMs about how great the pizza is in Chicago. You love Chicago-style pizza. I think you actually said yesterday your favorite thing in the world in the pizza world is Chicago style pizza.
Without question, it's not even close.
So
a sausage, an onion, an extra cheese deep dish pizza from Gino's East in Chicago ranks among my all-time greatest feasts.
I am going to go read my
so
tweet.
Much so that I asked and practically begged Tony Gwynn Jr. to bring me back some pizza from Chicago.
This is true. I don't think
Tony
did.
I don't know that that's going to happen. In fact, I doubt it will.
You should text them. Did you bring
my
pizza?
Yes, is my pizza on its way back with you? I tried to explain to him that he took a liking to my string cheese here.
He does, yeah.
And in return, I went down to visit him at a Padre game one night and brought him string cheese in the booth.
That's a very strange thing to bring him.
He asked? Yes. He said, I'd like some of that string cheese to help get me through these ball games. And I brought him some.
That's crazy. I didn't know this.
So in exchange, all I'm asking for is a whole Gino's East deep dish pizza. I think that's a fair exchange.
All right, here's what I tweeted.
I'd love to see Tony getting on the charter flight today
with like a
balancing
cooler.
The pizza that he's bringing back from.
It has
me,
like red tape on it, so you can't open it.
I doubt it's happening.
I said, I'll say it. Chicago pizza is not that great. It's good, but not great. People who swear it's the best pizza in the country are insane. Cough, cough, Chris LOSD, cough, cough. Which got Sam Levitt to respond to me, which Sam doesn't ever respond to me because he's too famous. But he said, stop being a hater. It may be more like a pizza casserole rather than what I personally consider as a New Yorker, but it is still saucy, cheesy, and delicious. Whatever you want to call it, it's still really good. I'm coming at you, Scraby. Hashtag Scrabinator Revolt is what he said.
I don't think I could say it any better than Sam Levitt did in that particular tweet.
And so usually when people start poking the bear, which I'm the bear in this case, and
right.
People start poking me, I went further, and I quote tweeted, and I said, if I wanted pizza soup, I would order pizza soup.
What is your reference
Chicago
to pizza soup? Can you eat it with a spoon? What are you comparing? What's soupy about it?
It's very soupy.
It's not watery.
It's very soupy.
Oh, please.
The one thing I do not like, and I had to narrow this down, is chunks of tomato in my sauce. And Chicago style pizza does have chunks of tomato in the sauce, and I am not a fan of that. I think it's gross when you eat a chunk of tomato. If it's a sauce only, all good. But chunks of tomato is not for me.
Well, what is the just out of curiosity, what has the response been from the greater public here? Like, I mean, do most people think you're an idiot for saying that Chicago pizza is terrible, or do a lot of people agree with you?
I don't think a lot of people agree with me, but I do think people, they do say that things are not as great as people make it out to be.
Well,
Gonzo
fine.
Says, have you guys ever had Red Baron's French bread pizza?
I don't know, but all I can say is if you don't like Chicago-style pizza, that's just more for me. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
You know, I'm not okay with that.
Okay.
I'm
well, you don't okay have to like that. It.
I just don't like it when people force it in my face every 5 minutes.
All right.
And I've had Chicago pizza in Chicago. That was another question. Where have you had it from?
Well, you have to have it in Chicago for you to really get a, you know, good sample.
Have you
it.
Ever been to Regent's Pizzeria here in town, Chris?
I have not.
They're saying, Javier is saying it's the best Chicago-style pizza in San Diego.
What's it called?
Regent's That's Pizzeria. Got
my, that actually has my my interest.
Try the Meat Lovers Chicago-style pizza.
Meat Lovers Chicago-style pizza. Where?
It's
again?
In La Jolla. Regent's Pizzeria. We're getting Regent's is getting some good coverage right now.
Here, look over here.
See, I can get behind
I'm
that.
I'm just shoving it in your face because you said you don't want it shoved in your face. That's a Geno's East pizza pie right there.
Show me a picture.
That's a Geno's East pizza pie. I'm shoving it in your face.
All right. Oh, all right. Yes, pizza casserole. Thank you.
All right, Daily Gambit's coming up next. We got to get off this subject because I want to eat right now and...
Dominic says, if someone backed into their parking spot in the parking lot at a Pizzeria Uno, or at Pizzeria Uno to pick up their Chicago pie, Scraby's really losing it.
Oh, that would be it for
me. I would be like, what are you guys doing over here?
That would be a daily gripe and then some.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of Scraby, the Chronicles are coming up at the top of the hour, but we got Daily Gambit, a late night edition coming up next on Gwen and Chris. We set sail on the final segment of Gwen and Chris today. Tony Gwynn Jr. on his way back from Chicago, where earlier at Wrigley Field, Cubs were shut out by Dylan Cease. Padres prevailed 3-0 to take the series and come home off a 4-2 road trip, getting set to host the Dodgers after a day off tomorrow. Game one of the series will be Friday night. Tyler Glass now. Pitching well for
I don't
LA,
like that.
6-1. He'll be taking on the Padres' Michael King Friday night.
You know, we never really talk about the Padres and Imanaga. Imanaga was pretty good, but in the end, Padres got the best of him.
I don't know.
They
I
took
mean,
the lead. They
Profar hit a 2-run homer.
Yeah,
that was I guess
he doesn't
the best
give
of
up
him.
Runs.
Well, he'd given up 2 home runs this year. That was his third. The reason the Padres had a chance to win last night was because of their pitching. Kept it close, set the stage for Profar. But ultimately, bullpen unable to hang on last night. There was good pitching all around in that series. I mean, Darvish, 5 shutout innings. Vasquez, 4 2/3, 1 run. And then today, C, 7 innings, no runs. That's 3 really good starts in a row.
Shutty
from
all over the place.
Cease today. Scoreboard update. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Florida's tied things up with Boston 1-1. Early second period in Miami. NBA also tied into one quarter. Knicks and Pacers 36-36. Knicks had an 11-point lead in the first quarter. Pacers have come back behind Tyrese Halliburton's 13 points. Brunson has 5 so far. For New York, let's get into traffic and today's Daily Gambit.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Drive-Thru Oil Change, your trusted instant drive-thru oil change. It's been a very...
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I was at the dog park this morning. I hope this guy is not listening right now, but he was gladly telling me all the bets he's been making. And I just kept counting all the losses that he had with those bets. So gamble responsibly, everybody.
I want to pass along a quick shout out to my man William out there.
William
delivers for FedEx in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Dropped a package or two off the other day.
Uh-huh.
I had to sign for it.
Okay.
He said, Chris Ello, I love that show.
The Chris Ello show.
Well, our show.
Yeah, I know.
So thank you, William. Appreciate you listening.
What's up,
and
William?
Thanks for dropping that stuff around. William also had enough time to let me know that he was a big fan of the Leafs Arise trade.
Okay, good. Who isn't? Who isn't?
No kidding. There's a few people that are holding out.
But they're going to come around real quick.
Well, prospect lovers are still, upset.
We'll see what Jacob Marcy does in 5 years.
They don't like to ever lose a prospect.
I get it, but Luis Arise is a good move. Good move.
Okay.
Thank you, William, for doing that. We have actually a lot of delivery people in our audience.
I think so.
Amazon drivers.
We're a good thing to bring along.
Mailman Rob. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So last night we made 5 bets. The first one being the Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Celtics were 12.5-point favorites in the game. You chose Boston. I chose Cleveland. And Boston won by 25 points. So
over
you get
the
that one.
The cadavers.
The cadavers. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be a 4-0 series, or do you think it's going to be a
gentleman's sweep? I don't know. Man, Donovan Mitchell, can he win a game all by himself? It's about the only way Cleveland's going to get one in that series.
So probably not.
Yeah.
OKC minus 3.5 over Dallas. Chris, you chose Dallas. I chose OKC. OKC won 117-95. Not even close.
Thanks, Luka.
Thanks, Luka. Jason Tatum of the Celtics over under 2.5 three-pointers made last night. We both said over. We were both wrong.
I thought that was a gimme.
0-for-5.
I've never seen Jason Tatum miss a three-pointer until last night.
He went 0-for-5.
When he didn't make any.
So he missed 5 of them.
I know.
Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes were minus 1.5 on the puck line. You chose the Canes. I chose the Rangers, and the Rangers won 4-3, so I won that bet.
That was a thriller in double overtime.
Oh, it was double OT.
New York fans went crazy at Madison Square Garden last night.
Cubs, Padres. Wow, they changed that over pretty quick, huh?
Because now they can do that very quickly. Yes.
Cubs Padres over under 9 runs and total runs in the game last night. We both said under and we were both correct. 3-2, 5 runs.
So how'd your parlay do last night, Scrabe, on Imanaga?
I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah.
He struck out 5. It wasn't as bad. He did walk Tatis early. I thought I had a chance, but no.
He struck out 8.
Oh yeah.
He went way over the 4.5.
Sorry, I stopped paying attention when he struck out his 5th batter.
And he did not walk over 1.5 batters.
I know.
So you were a loser.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
All right. You got a parlay tonight?
I do not.
Good. All right. Here we go with tonight. This game is in progress, but I think it's okay to bet. Indiana's leading 41-40 over the Knicks right now, second quarter. Knicks are favored by 4.5 at the end.
Okay.
So who do you like here? We're giving you this is something they would not do in a
No,
regular,
but they're basically tied right now.
Pretty much. So
I'd go like with here? The Knicks at home.
You're going to go the Knicks to go up 2-0.
Yep.
I think the Pacers kept it close the other night and lost by only 4. I'll take the Pacers tonight.
Pacers.
Keep it close again. Brunson, 37.5 points over under. Unbelievable. It's up from the other night.
I don't know how many he has. Don't tell me.
Remember that he is working on a streak of 4 consecutive 40-point games. If he gets it tonight, he'll only be the second player in NBA history to have 5 consecutive 40-point-plus playoff games. Not even Jordan ever did that.
Wow. That is pretty crazy, I gotta say.
It is pretty crazy. Can Brunson do it over 37.5? No, you can't do anything better than Jordan did. I say he goes under tonight, finally.
I say he goes over.
You say he does it anyway.
I don't know what he scored so far, but...
All right. Well, it doesn't matter. He scores all his points in the fourth quarter anyway.
Okay, good point.
Rockies and Giants tonight. It's the only night game in baseball.
It's a fun one.
Sorry about that, but Giants are favored by 1.5. Game is in Denver. Who do you like here? Boy, the Rockies. My goodness.
They're tied with the White Sox now.
Yeah, they got shut out last night for the 5th time this year, and that's at Coors Field. I mean, they don't even score at home anymore.
I can't pick the Rockies. I can't. I have to go Giants.
Got to go Giants. I mean, the Rockies still haven't won a series yet this year. They've only split one series.
Oh, you know who I know that was against. Yes, the mighty San Diego Padres.
It's the only one they've even split.
Someone's asking if Snellzilla is still hurt, and I believe he is still on the IL.
He is. Over-under for that game in Denver tonight is 9 runs. I just said the Rockies can't hit, not even a Coors Field. 9 runs used to be the score by the 3rd inning in games there.
Yeah.
I'll say under, unless the Giants score 10. Go over?
No, under.
Under. Jordan Hicks starts for the Giants tonight. 4.5 strikeouts for the flame-throwing right-hander.
All right, he's on my fantasy team, so I've been watching him very closely this year.
Mm-hmm.
He can easily get 5 strikeouts, but sometimes he has like 2 strikeouts. He's all over the place.
All right.
But I'm going to go over against the Rockies.
I could get over 4.5 strikeouts against the Rockies these days. One more NHL game 1 of this series in the West. Edmonton, a 1.5-goal favorite at Vancouver.
Okay.
So the Canucks are home, but the Oilers are favored. I'll take the Canucks. I still think they're without our San Diego goalie.
I think they are.
Thatcher Demko. Been hurt through the entire playoffs, but I'm kind of rooting on the side for Vancouver just in case he can get back in there.
I just like to say the Oilers.
You do like to say that. Edmonton. Edmonton's good. Vancouver and Edmonton. All right. Florida and Boston, still 1-1. Second period in Miami, that hotbed of hockey. And let's see. We have a score on the Knicks and the Pacers.
Now that we made bets.
Yeah, Pacers by 6 at the moment, 49-43.
What does Brunson have?
Brunson, so far, I wouldn't worry about it. Like I said, he scores all his points in the fourth quarter. He's only got 5 to this point. He's only tried 2 shots. Just wait till the fourth quarter. He'll put up another 30 like he did the other night.
I want to bring this up real quick.
Please
real
do.
Real quick.
We have 5 minutes left. So
we were just talking about Blake Snell. And Blake Snell, obviously injured with the Giants. He did not have a good start when he was pitching. But I saw this online, and I felt like this was so out of character for Blake Snell that it makes me feel like he's really, really struggling in San Francisco.
He's getting frustrated, for sure.
Because a fan went at him on social media, and Blake Snell sometimes will go back at people, but he always does it in a fun way. But Blake Snell went back and forth with this fan on social media for 4 or 5 comments. And it got to the point where the fan was calling Blake Snell, like, saying, like, oh, I could pitch better than you. And Blake Snell had to do the athlete thing of, well, I'll see you on the field. What I'm trying to say is that's not a good look, and that's not a way to handle frustration. Just, I know it's hard when people are talking about you on social media. Even the small things that people say about me, it bothers me. But it just got to go the other way. You are pitching bad right now, Blake Snell.
He's not pitching at all right now.
You're not pitching at all right now, and you pitched bad when you did pitch. So I'm not blaming him. I get it. It just is very telling to me how he's feeling if he's getting into these altercations on social media.
One baseball note beyond Blake Snell.
You have nothing on that?
No, you said it good.
Okay.
You said it good. I agree with you. And it's out of character for Blake.
All right.
You know, I like Blake a lot.
Me too.
And I think anytime you go to a new team, we don't understand as fans.
Yes.
These guys, I think, want to please the people they are now performing in front of.
Yes.
Especially when they had great success elsewhere.
Yes.
They don't want to come to a new team and pitch poorly and then get hurt. And I think that there is a desire to do well.
Yes, of course.
And then a frustration on top of that when you're hurt and you can't even pitch. And now people are, you know, all over your case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of like we are to Xander Bogaerts here. Just a thought.
Yes, we are.
Just a thought.
Yes, we are.
Pittsburgh Pirates said yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Please bring this up.
They said yesterday, no, we're not anywhere close to bringing up Paul Skeens.
We haven't even had a conversation about it.
The rookie sensation. We haven't talked about it at all. Never mind that he has an ERA of 0.something-something in minor league baseball. And he throws 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ready. We're not even talking about it.
Yeah.
Not even talking about it, they said. And that was yesterday. Apparently, we know what the Pirates have been doing the last 24 hours.
Changing their mind.
Tony Gwynn Jr. was so right about this yesterday. Tony said as soon as his time is up on the clock, that they'll have, you know, control over him and the contract situation.
Yes.
That's when they'll call him up.
Well,
and guess what? That time is now because the Pirates have called up star prospect Paul Skeens. He will debut Saturday at PNC Park against the Cubs.
Let me go look at Olivia Dunn's Instagram one more time to see if she posted anything else, Chris. You know, because she posted the jersey of him. She was actually right, by the way, that he was going to debut.
Yeah, the girlfriends usually know.
Yes, they usually know. She posted a picture of a jersey, which I think means that he's going to play. Anyway. I'll be over here.
I have one more thing while you're looking at Olivia Dunn. I got a couple minutes left. I mentioned at the very end of the show yesterday, but we didn't get to talk about it. KC Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, suspect in an alleged assault that injured a man at a Dallas nightclub earlier this week. He's just a suspect. No charges have been filed, et cetera, et cetera. Chiefs, for their part, are saying, we have no comment. All of this is really troubling for Rashee Rice, 24 years old. He was arrested in April for his involvement in a 6-car crash that he basically created. All right, we set sail on the final segment of Gwynn and Chris today. Tony Gwynn Jr. on his way back from Chicago, where earlier at Wrigley Field, Cubs were shut out by Dylan Cease. Padres prevailed 3-0 to take the series and come home off a 4-2 road trip, getting set to host the Dodgers after a day off tomorrow. Game one of the series will be Friday night. Tyler Glass now pitching well for LA.
Like
6-1. He'll be taking on the Padres' Michael King Friday night.
You know, we never really talk about the Padres and Imanaga. Imanaga was pretty good, but in the end, Padres got the best of him.
I don't know.
They took the lead.
Profar hit a 2-run homer.
Yeah.
That was, I guess, the best of him.
He doesn't give up runs.
Well, he'd given up 2 home runs this year. That was his third. The reason the Padres had a chance to win last night was because of their pitching. Kept it close, set the stage for Profar. But ultimately, bullpen unable to hang on last night. There was good pitching all around in that series. I mean, Darvish, 5 shutout innings. Vasquez, 4 and what, 2/3, 1 run. And then today, C, 7 innings, no runs. That's 3 really good starts in a row.
Shutty
from
all over the place.
Cease today. Scoreboard update. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Florida's tied things up with Boston 1-1. Early second period in Miami. NBA also tied into one quarter. Knicks and Pacers 36-36. Knicks had an 11-point lead in the first quarter. Pacers have come back behind Tyrese Halliburton's 13 points. Brunson has 5 so far. For New York, let's get into traffic and today's Daily Gambit.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Drive Through Oil Change, your trusted instant drive through oil change. It's been a very...
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I was at the dog park this morning. I hope this guy is not listening right now, but he was gladly telling me all the bets he's been making. And I just kept counting all the losses that he had with those bets. So gamble responsibly, everybody.
I want to pass along a quick shout out to my man William out there.
William
delivers for FedEx in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Dropped a package or two off the other day.
Uh-huh.
I had to sign for it.
Okay.
He said, Chris Ello, I love that show.
The Chris Ello show.
Well, our show.
Yeah, I know.
So thank you, William. Appreciate you listening.
What's up,
and
William?
Thanks for dropping that stuff around. William also had enough time to let me know that he was a big fan of the Leafs Arise trade.
Okay, good. Who isn't? Who isn't?
No kidding. There's a few people that are holding out.
But they're going to come around real quick.
Well, prospect lovers are still, you know, upset.
We'll see what Jacob Marcy does in 5 years.
They don't like to ever lose a prospect.
I get it, but Luis Arise is a good move. Good move.
Okay.
Thank you, William, for doing that. We have actually a lot of delivery people in our audience.
I think so.
Amazon drivers.
We're a good thing to bring along.
Mailman Rob. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So last night we made 5 bets. The first one being the Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Celtics were 12.5-point favorites in the game. You chose Boston. I chose Cleveland. And Boston won by 25 points. So
over
you
the
get that one.
The cadavers.
The cadavers. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be a 4-0 series, or do you think it's going to be a gentleman's sweep?
I don't know. Man, Donovan Mitchell, can he win a game all by himself? It's about the only way Cleveland's going to get one in that series.
So probably not.
Yeah.
OKC -3.5 over Dallas. Chris, you chose Dallas. I chose OKC. OKC won 117-95. Not even close.
Thanks, Luka.
Thanks, Luka. Jason Tatum of the Celtics over under 2.5 three-pointers made last night. We both said over. We were both wrong.
I thought that was a gimme.
0-5.
I've never seen Jason Tatum miss a three-pointer until last night.
He went 0-5.
When he didn't make any.
So he missed 5 of them.
I know.
Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes were -1.5 on the puck line. You chose the Canes. I chose the Rangers, and the Rangers won 4-3, so I win that bet.
That was a thriller in double overtime.
Oh, it was double OT.
New York fans went crazy at Madison Square Garden last night.
Cubs, Padres. Wow, they changed that over pretty quick, huh? Because now they
can do that very quickly, yes.
Cubs, Padres, over, under 9 runs in total runs in the game last night. We both said under, and we were both correct. 3-2, 5 runs.
So how'd your parlay do last night, Scrabe, on Imanaga?
I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah.
He struck out 5. It wasn't as bad. He did walk Tatis early. I thought I had a chance, but no.
He struck out 8.
Oh, yeah.
He went way over the 4.5.
Sorry, I stopped paying attention when he struck out his 5th batter.
And he did not walk over 1.5 batters.
I know.
So you were a loser.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
All right. You got a parlay tonight?
I do not.
Good. All right. Here we go with tonight. This game is in progress, but I think it's okay to bet. Indiana's leading 41-40 over the Knicks right now, second quarter. Knicks are favored by 4.5 at the end.
Okay.
So who do you like here? We're giving you this is something they would not do in a
but they're basically tied right now.
Pretty much. So
I'm gonna go with the Knicks at home.
You're gonna go with the Knicks to go up 2-0.
Yep.
I think the Pacers kept it close the other night and lost by only 4. I'll take the Pacers tonight.
Pacers.
Keep it close again. Brunson, 37.5 points over under. Unbelievable. It's up from the other night.
I don't know how many he has. Don't tell me.
Remember that he is working on a streak of 4 consecutive 40-point games. If he gets it tonight, he'll only be the second player in NBA history to have 5 consecutive 40-point-plus playoff games. Not even Jordan ever did that.
Wow. That is pretty crazy, I gotta say.
It is pretty crazy. Can Brunson do it over 37.5? No, you can't do anything better than Jordan did. I say he goes under tonight, finally.
I say he goes over.
You say he does it anyway.
I don't know what he scored so far, but...
All right. Well, it doesn't matter. He scores all his points in the fourth quarter anyway.
Okay, good point.
Rockies and Giants tonight. It's the only night game in baseball.
It's a fun one.
Sorry about that, but Giants are favored by 1.5. Game is in Denver. Who do you like here? Boy, the Rockies. My goodness.
They're tied with the White Sox now.
Yeah, they got shut out last night for the 5th time this year, and that's at Coors Field. I mean, they don't even score at home anymore.
I can't pick the Rockies. I can't. I have to go Giants.
Got to go Giants. I mean, the Rockies still haven't won a series yet this year. They've only split one series.
Yes. The mighty San Diego Padres.
It's the only one they've even split.
Someone's asking if Snellzilla is still hurt, and I believe he is still on the IL.
He is. Over-under for that game in Denver tonight is 9 runs. I just said the Rockies can't hit, not even a Coors Field. 9 runs used to be the score by the 3rd inning in games there.
Yeah.
I'll say under, unless the Giants score 10. Go over?
No, under.
Under. Jordan Hicks starts for the Giants tonight. 4.5 strikeouts for the flame-throwing right-hander.
All right, he's on my fantasy team, so I've been watching him very closely this year.
Mm-hmm.
He can easily get 5 strikeouts, but sometimes he has like 2 strikeouts. He's all over the place.
All right.
But I'm going to go over against the Rockies.
I could get over 4.5 strikeouts against the Rockies these days. One more NHL game 1 of this series in the West. Edmonton, a 1.5-goal favorite at Vancouver.
Okay.
So the Canucks are home, but the Oilers are favored. I'll take the Canucks. I still think they're without our San Diego goalie.
I think they are.
Thatcher Demko. Been hurt through the entire playoffs, but I'm kind of rooting on the side for Vancouver just in case he can get back in there.
I just like to say the Oilers.
You do like to say that. Edmonton. Edmonton's good. Vancouver and Edmonton. All right. Florida and Boston, still 1-1. Second period in Miami, that hotbed of hockey. And let's see. We have a score on the Knicks and the Pacers.
Now that we made bets.
Yeah, Pacers by 6 at the moment, 49-43.
What does Brunson have?
Brunson so far, I wouldn't worry about it. He, like I said, he scores all his points in the fourth quarter. He's only got 5 to this point. He's only tried 2 shots. Just wait till the fourth quarter. He'll put up another 30 like he did the other night.
I want to bring this up real quick.
Please
real
do.
Real quick.
We have 5 minutes left. So
we were just talking about Blake Snell. And Blake Snell, obviously injured with the Giants. He did not have a good start when he was pitching. But I saw this online, and I felt like this was so out of character for Blake Snell that it makes me feel like he's really, really struggling in San Francisco.
He's getting frustrated, for sure.
Because a fan went at him on social media, and Blake Snell sometimes will go back at people, but he always does it in a fun way. But Blake Snell went back and forth with this fan on social media for 4 or 5 comments, and it got to the point where the fan was calling Blake Snell saying, like, oh, I could pitch better than you, and Blake Snell had to do the athlete thing. Of, well, I'll see you on the field. What I'm trying to say is that's not a good look, and that's not a way to handle frustration. Just, I know it's hard when people are talking about you on social media. Even the small things that people say about me, it bothers me. But it just got to go the other way. You are pitching bad right now, Blake Snell.
He's not pitching at all right now.
You're not pitching at all right now, and you pitched bad when you did pitch, so I'm not blaming him. I get it. It just is very telling to me how he's feeling if he's getting into these altercations on social media.
One baseball note beyond Blake Snell.
You have nothing on that?
No, you said it good.
Okay.
You said it good. I agree with you. And it's out of character for Blake.
All right.
You know, I like Blake a lot.
Me too.
And I think anytime you go to a new team, we don't understand as fans.
Yes.
These guys, I think, want to please the people they are now performing in front of.
Yes.
Especially when they had great success elsewhere.
Yes.
They don't want to come to a new team and pitch poorly and then get hurt. And I think that there is a desire to do well.
Yes, of course.
And then a frustration on top of that when you're hurt and you can't even pitch. And now people are, you know, all over your case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of like we are to Xander Bogaerts here. Just a thought.
Yes, we are.
Just a thought.
Yes, we are.
Pittsburgh Pirates said yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Please bring this up.
They said yesterday, no, we're not anywhere close to bringing up Paul Skeens.
We haven't even had a conversation about it.
The rookie sensation. We haven't talked about it at all. Never mind that he has an ERA of 0.something-something in minor league baseball. And he throws 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ready. We're not even talking about it.
Yeah.
Not even talking about it, they said. And that was yesterday. Apparently, we know what the Pirates have been doing the last 24 hours.
Talking about it.
Tony Gwynn Jr. was so right about this yesterday. Tony said as soon as his time is up on the clock, that they'll have, you know, control over him and the contract situation.
Yes.
That's when they'll call him up.
Well,
and guess what? That time is now because the Pirates have called up star prospect Paul Skeens. He will debut Saturday at PNC Park against the Cubs.
Let me go look at Olivia Dunn's Instagram one more time to see if she posted anything else, Chris. You know, because she posted the jersey of him. She was actually right, by the way, that he was going to debut.
Yeah, the girlfriends usually know.
Yes, they usually know. She posted a picture of a jersey, which I think means that he's going to play. Anyway. I'll be over here.
I have one more thing while you're looking at Olivia Dunn. I got a couple minutes left. I mentioned at the very end of the show yesterday, but we didn't get to talk about it. KC Chiefs wide receiver Rashi Rice, suspect in an alleged assault that injured a man at a Dallas nightclub earlier this week. He's just a suspect. No charges have been filed, et cetera, et cetera. Chiefs, for their part, are saying, we have no comment. All of this is really troubling for Rashi Rice, 24 years old. He was arrested in April for his involvement in a 6-car crash that he basically created that left 7 people with injuries. He's facing 1 count of aggravated assault there, 1 count of collision involving seriously bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision. He was racing his car 119 miles per hour before that crash. He came out basically tearfully, you know, the old, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. It'll never happen again. His lawyer confirmed all of that, said, hey, he's just a kid. He made a mistake. The Chiefs basically said, we're going to rally around him and give him the support he needs.
Yeah.
We've said this before, Scraby, and I went crazy mad about Rashi Rice
doing this
in the first place.
You did.
But I'm always willing to give people a second chance. That normally does not involve going out to a nightclub and getting involved in an assault that injures a man. And I don't know for a fact he did anything, but the fact that he's a suspect means he probably was involved in something he should not have been involved in.
Yes, I agree.
And 24 years old or not, you know, it's time this guy wake up and smell the coffee because he's embarrassing his organization. And if he keeps it going, he's going to ruin what seems to be a very promising NFL career.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with Rashee Rice, and it's very sad to me because obviously he doesn't have people in his ear that are giving him good advice. Good advice would be
don't go to a nightclub right now while you're in the midst of this other issue.
Don't go to a nightclub for the next year.
Yeah,
get past this.
Yeah,
show that you are who you say you are.
Yeah, you say you're really troubled and upset by this whole thing. Well, going out partying in a nightclub is not a good look. It doesn't mean you can't and you know smile between now and then.
Yeah,
but. You have to be a little more careful.
My alcoholism caused me to do some bad, not terrible things. I am not in prison or anything like that, but it caused me to do some stupid stuff. And you know what I did when I did those stupid things? I really took a long time to think about what I did because I never wanted to do it again. This is not the answer, Mr. Rice.
He's in big trouble, as it were, right now. I also am going to call out the Chiefs for a change. You know, if this all turns out to be true, how about parting company with this guy instead of making excuses for why you need to keep him?
Or put him on, or no, I get it. Make some sort of, make him, I can't think of the word right now when I'm running out of time. Make him accountable for his actions.
For his actions. Yes. Thank you. Very good. The Scraby Chronicles are next. Don't forget the roundtable, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Tony's back in studio tomorrow at 2 for another edition of Gwynn and Chris.